CCP is a game developer. We are independent, so we have our own team, which is a relatively unique thing in the gaming industry. We were founded in 1999. We are about 600 people now, spread all over the world. Our headquarters are here in Iceland. We have an office in Shanghai. We have an office in Atlanta and New York. And remote workers all over the place as well. EVE Online, our main product, is quite difficult to describe. People would probably put it under the genre of a massive multiplayer online game, but that just is not descriptive enough. Doesn't tell you at all what EVE really is. I even doubt that you can call EVE a game. It's much more related to a virtual world than anything else. What people do in there is they have their spaceships, because it happens in space, and they bond together, and they tie, create groups with other players that tie even relationship with even other larger groups of players, and then they fight other players for territory, resources. There's a lot of politics involved. There's a the economy within the game is completely player run, so everything that the players produce is sold on the market. But that doesn't really tell you what the world is really about, because in so many sense this world is like real life, and real life can really be described by saying, oh well, people are born and they build houses and they have kids. But this doesn't really capture the essence of what the world is. It's the same thing with EVE. You can't really tell people what the world is really about by telling you that they fly spaceships and they fight wars. Because what is the most meaningful part of EVE is the relationship that people bond with each other. They go through experiences together, they fight wars, they have these massive adventures, and those experiences tighten their relationship with others. It's real people going through experiences together. So when people are telling me about their stories and things that happened to them in EVE, they were there when this happened. And they're not talking about something fictional. This happened to them. We are going to see virtual worlds become mainstream entertainment. The idea that you can walk into other worlds and enjoy yourself and entertain others, allow people to participate in the entertainment and in the leisures instead of being passive consumers of entertainment that's designed for them and sometimes mass produced for us. It's a way for you to have entertainment that's designed for you, by you, for you.